pigeon. On each side of the subway tracks. It's over now. Enough people died. We accomplished what we set out to do. The economy's still running. Get back to work.
Save the children.
So you want to hurt people? A lot of them as kids. Tell yourself it's all for their protection. They're asking questions. Things you do not know. Things you've never thought to ask yourself. I guess you stop noticing the violence and the pain. How else could you make it till the evening? But then it's right in front of you, reflected loud and clear. You panic and then hold on to tradition. Lie to your kids. Lie to your kids. Lie to your kids. Tell them that it's fine. Lie to your kids. Lie to your kids. Lie to your kids like you lie to yourself. Did it turn out how you thought it would? Or was the money worth the pain? The self-denial and the isolation. Of that quality time, 2 days in an airport, thousands for a tropical vacation. The things you never thought about, what you were taught to be. Feelings are confused and unexamined. Play your part, play it well, complete the basic checklist.
This next one is called Ilusión. Es un regalito para los hispanohablantes.
Soy lo que soy, pero ¿qué soy? Una pila de paradojas, oculta a plena vista. Un fantasma que se aparece en la casa. Una forma cambiante, mucho y algo no. Una colección de recuerdos, tal vez imaginarios, una carga eléctrica en la materia gris, una bola de luz. Soy lo que soy, pero ¿qué soy? Un deseo doloroso, insatisfecho por medio de ser. Un incidente breve en el punto de vista astral. Algo completamente normal. Una alquimia que se extiende por todas partes. Una fase infinita del amor. Un camino que se toma de repente y a la vez.
It's called Curtain.
Surrender. I repeat, we are waiting for the boomers to surrender. Please.
out quietly and put down the guns. Thank you very much for having us. And what's that? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my gosh. We have a show coming up July 13th. We will be playing in Woodbridge, Connecticut at 10 Selden. S-E-L-D-E-N, I believe. So if you're going to be down in New Haven, come check us out. And if not, stick around. We have a gig coming up in early August, the first weekend. More details soon. And with that, we've been the Infinite Wet Secret. I'm Patrick. We've got Sam, Steve, Joel in the booth. And thanks again to Max earlier for having us on. And that's that.
Thank you very much to the Infinite Wet Secret for their fantabulous performance. For that fantabulous performance that we heard not too long ago. In that last, we'll be hearing from them soon enough. Sorry about that, I accidentally hit the wrong, turned off the wrong thing right there. But we're good right now. Anyway, let's get back to some music, shall we? Here's No Man Is Hurting Me by Roger Miller, brand new from the famous Roger Miller.
from the holy part. And every time it fragments, I can feel it in my heart, digging in its bars. No backing out, we're past the start. Takes to go from locked insecure to spinning freely, stripped out and slipping through these threads. Reassemble and try again. Try not to break, but only then. It's self-inflicted, should have predicted, but all that anyone can say is how did it turn out this way? Not quite faded, but predicated on assumptions made. No GMP, no confidence. Tracing all my footsteps to rebuild part by part, but making all the same mistakes I thought I could avoid. Now I'm defeated and annoyed. Found it hiding in my voice.
You are, of course, listening to On the Town with Mikey D right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Nice short block in that last block. We started things out with Roger Miller, famed Mission of Burma singer, from No Man Is Hurting Me. Following that, new from Conifer with Barbs. And just like before, the room has slightly less room in it than it did before, as the wonderful, delightful... The delightful fellows from the Infinite Wet Secret have joined us for a little interview, or should I say another post-interview interview, considering you already interviewed a little bit earlier. So why don't you introduce yourselves yet again?
Sure. I'm Patrick. I use they, them pronouns. I am the guitarist and singer of the Infinite Wet Secret.
I am Sam. I am the bassist for the Infinite Wet Secret.
And I am Steve. I play the drums.
Hi, Steve. Hi, Pat.
Fantastic. Straight and to the point. So... that kind of ruled, that set. And I feel like an absolute fool because, like, I will fully admit, like, I did not, like, check you guys out beforehand. I just took, like, a little glance at your band camp, and the first thing I thought was, oh, this is a jam band. I am so glad to have been proven wrong and humbled.
We're just a band that jams sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, like, all bands jam, yeah. But, like, you know... You're clearly not like a jam band,
yeah, yeah.
Jam band or anything
sometimes
like that. I heard like a bunch of, like, it was very math rocky. It was also had like very proggy. Like I got a lot of sort of vibes of like Yes and Rush and nice. Talking Heads and one of my favorite bygone local acts, Horse Mode, math rock band from out of Lowell, Massachusetts. Got humongous vibes from that a little bit too.
That's awesome.
I'll check them out.
Yeah. Thank you. Did you guys want to speak a little bit on your sound a little bit?
I don't know what to say for it. I keep giving the challenge out. If someone can come up with whatever genre we are, like give like a label.
Give us a shout. Yeah.
I just tell people like it's a rock band, but like sometimes it's like jazz fusion, and then other times we're playing like hardcore, all kind of like, I don't know, the Minutemen on acid.
I guess
someone told us once that was a big compliment.
Minutemen's a good comparison. I didn't think of that, but that's a good one.
Yeah.
The short answer is we don't know.
I mean, that's fair. Like, yeah. As I said with Ring Pop when they were in here earlier, like, we're increasingly living in a music scene environment where, like, the walls of genres are just constantly being just sort of, like, knocked down. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who has time to live in a box, you know?
Yeah, and that's, like, that can only be a good thing, you know?
And I think one of the cool things that, I mean, I think it shines is we feel like we write music that constantly pushes us forward. Like joining the band, there was some parts where I was like, I can't play this. And then, you know, you just like take the next step, you get there. Like Patrick purposely writes above our capabilities, yeah. And then we end up getting there and we're just constantly progressive and doing new stuff. And it's just always interesting.
That's great. And that's, I feel like, is a great way not to like, you know, just sort of, you know, go fallow creatively
stagnant.
Too.
Yeah, that's the worst.
Yeah. And I have a big backlog. Like I'm deciding like which of the three like albums, you know, like
yeah. Patrick oozes music in every sense.
Yeah, I'm just oozing.
Mm. Just oozing.
Yeah, he's right now as we speak.
Yeah, we're all pretty infinitely wet at the moment.
Yeah, making a bit of a mess of the studio, but could not possibly make a bigger mess than the gigantic human swamp that we're all currently just sort of sifting through.
Yeehaw.
The water, indeed.
Water's made it about 10 inches deep. It's, you know, past the ankles at this point.
Yeah, it's. I should be a little bit more concerned, but I'm still keeping my radio voice on as the waters rush ever higher into the studio. You can't see it. You don't know.
Just believe us.
People at home.
Yeah.
So what have you guys got coming up? What have you got coming up the pike? To coin a phrase,
yeah.
Like what's coming up, like show wise or recording wise,
we will very likely be driving down the pike this Saturday. our next show is in Woodbridge, Connecticut, on July 13th.
Then I would say you're definitely driving up the down the pike.
Yeah,
not up the pike. That's the wrong way.
Yeah, so we'll be headed out there. We're playing 10 Selden with Webs and American Amnesia. We're
very
much
nice.
Looking forward to that.
And then early August, we have a show with the Pelvic Floor folks. It's like a weekend festival. I believe we're playing on Sunday.
Yeah, we've got more details coming up. They should be dropping that info very soon. They're like finalizing the lineup, I think, as of today.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. Have you got any like other plans for like the recordings I did check out on Bandcamp? The audio quality was like sort of like on and off. Like, Are you currently looking into maybe doing something a little more like studio polish or anything like that?
Honestly, no.
All right, asked and answered.
I feel like that's kind of the sound. Like, I engineered the records. Like, the first one we recorded in our rehearsal space, so it was like the three of us packed in a 10x10 room, which was also filled with the recording gear. Like, Sam had to sit on the floor in the corner.
Yeah,
and then I would step dangerous. Over him to,
I had to fold up in the
adjust.
Floor in the corner.
Yeah, and then the second record we were able to record in a much bigger space. It was like a dance studio on a on a farm in Martha's Vineyard.
A dance studio on a farm.
Yeah.
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 I really wish there were more like qualifiers that could be added to that. A dance studio on a farm in a plateau on a barge
on an
in
island
in an ocean.
Yeah.
You know, we had to take the ferry to get down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We might just need to take the ferry to get out of here as the waters keep rising.
Yeah. I mean, I brought my dinghy. I don't know about you.
Oh, that's what I forgot when I left this morning.
Yeah. When the levee breaks,
Shoot.
We all need that dinghy.
You got as they so often say.
That's what they say.
That is what they say. You got to have your dinghy.
Do it.
You know the saying.
Everyone says that.
You know the saying. Yeah.
You know the saying.
It's colloquial as hell. But like touching back on like the recording thing, there's something kind of like laudable about that. It's like very much kind of like reminds me of like, you know, that sort of DIY ethic that, you know, like you get from the Minutemen and sort of acts like that, as previously mentioned.
Yeah, we're trying to have it be like a little rough, but still like polished enough sounding, in the sense that like we made sure to get them mastered so like they're loud enough for everything. But like, man, do I wish I mic'd the kick drum on the most recent album. It's like basically one microphone in a big room took it all in. I hoped it would work. I wish I got a little more like punch, but you know, consider that a sound.
Yeah, I think so. It reflects us, because you know, we're not always necessarily extremely polished individuals, you know, kind of you see what you get, and that's kind
of
it.
Honestly, at this point, like, these kind of imperfections of sorts have like a real charm to them, as everything gets like, you know, so much more precise and better at making like everything on the perfect pitch,
so,
and everything
digital
sounding
and quantized, like no click tracks. Like, one of my favorite bands ever, RX Bandits, they're like famous for, you know, recording everything live and, you know, warts and all, leaving it in, false starts, just, I don't know, it's just very human.
I totally agree with that. There's something very, like, as I mentioned, very charming about that, very, that you just can't really, that you don't really get from like a lot of other bands that have bigger budgets and stuff like that.
Yeah, and especially like a bit of real talk here, like I'm trying to keep it,
yeah, let's get real,
a little bit messy here, but like part of the whole thing is sort of a challenge to like people out there. Like, I hope that someone would hear this and be like, wow, like I want to get a lot better in my instrument, like that was crazy. But like, not in a mean way, I'm not trying to be like I'm the greatest ever, but like I did a lot of practice, and like some of this stuff is really wild. I love to play it. That's why I play it.
I mean, that's the greatest feeling in the world when you play a show and someone comes up to you and is just like, I haven't touched my guitar in so long, like I want to pick it up now. It's really nice.
Yeah. Dang.
And like having it for all the instruments too. Mm. Like you do like crazy drums, and like Sam's out there like going so fast.
And I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, Pat, but I feel like even if something crazy happened and we got like some crazy budget to record a record, we just go up like to the woods somewhere and be as far removed from society as possible and still just do it ourselves and just like have as much fun as possible.
Yeah. Rad. Friggin' Elephant Six, that stuff.
Yeah. Tried to do it to like the fewest microphones, and like the whole thing was done live except for the vocal overdubs. So, yeah.
All right. Yep. Literally Elephant Six, that stuff. I have that on the brain because I just saw the documentary about it a while ago. And I just immediately flash back to so many like old house shows in Lowell. Mm-hmm. you probably know what I'm talking about.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. Was there any like socials you guys wanted to promote or anything like that?
Yeah, we have an Instagram. That's the main place where you can find us. It's just the full name of the band, all one word, The Infinite Wet Secret.
The Infinite Wet Secret.
Mm. Yeah.
Spotify, Bandcamp, all the good stuff.
YouTube, on all the services.
Yeah, yeah, we have a live set recorded, mixed and mastered up on YouTube from the latest Cuckfest, and it's a great show. The Fourth Wall did the visuals.
On.
It's awesome.
Hang on. Cuckfest.
Yeah, Cuckzine is this great organization.
I just need to marinate in that term for a little
it's
bit.
It's about sharing what you love with others.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is great.
That
as
is
someone who's never heard
so
of it
good
before. Yeah. Yeah.
But they do a great free zine. You know, I haven't seen Energy. I've lived in Alston, Brighton, for almost 15 years, and I sound like an old man, but I haven't seen Energy like that in so long. It's so refreshing, and the fact that we're, you know, even a little bit a part of it is super awesome. I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah. I mean, hell yeah. Like, I love the name.
Yeah, I mean, they just, like, book shows in these random places that shows shouldn't exist, and, like, everyone from, like, you know, you're 16, you're 50, you're 80, like, there's everyone in the crowd, and everyone's just having the most fun possible.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
We'll have, like, trad goths and, like, old heads. And,
yeah,
like,
it's a really
these,
good
like,
mix.
Young kids who are, like, killing each other in the pit.
Yeah.
And then someone will fall, and then everyone will stop and be like, oh, my God, are you okay? And, like, pick them right up. Like,
that feels like the best way to do it, like, considering how many, like, how not so good Boston has been about keeping a lot of those like lower level venues open.
Mm. Yeah, they're fighting for it, and they're winning.
Yeah, there is. I mean, while we're on the topic, I'll give them a little shout out right now. They do have a show this Friday, the Cuck Pizza Party at Spontaneous Celebrations in Jamaica Plain. I'll be playing there with another band I'm in.
I'll be there to support.
Yeah, come on by 45 Danforth Street.
Rad. Definitely look that up. At what was the name of the venue in Jamaica Plain again?
Spontaneous Celebrations.
Spontaneous Celebrations. Very nice.
It'd be a good
Fantastic.
Show.
Definitely check them out on all the socials and whatnot. And don't make the same mistake that I did and just immediately think like, oh, crunchy jam band. As you just heard, it's obviously so much more than that, and I feel very foolish.
Hey, it works. We did it.
Oh, yeah, we got to surprise somebody. So.
That's what this was all leading up to. You made a fool out of me. I have been humbled. Yeah, they're doing the little victory dance.
That was kind of how
which
we...
is pretty amazing considering how much water there is in the room.
Yeah.
That first single, the single we released first was "With Whom Do You Visit Shopping Malls?" And I think that was the exact point we tried to make is someone listens to that and they either like it or they don't. And the next track that we released is just so different. I don't know. There's something for everybody.
I mean, I keep saying that phrase. That's the way to do it. Like, keep everyone guessing.
Exactly.
Just nonstop. All right. Thank you very much for popping into the studio for a little chit-chat.
Yeah, thank you.
The Infinite Wet Secret. You can catch them on the show you just heard.
Yes.
July
13th in Connecticut.
All right. Gonna bring it back to some local goodies now, just since I got them on the brain and like there was a big recommendation. Why don't we put on some Horse Mode? Here's Spaghetti Lee from Horse Mode.
I don't want to be an immigrant. my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone. The good earth is rich. We can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful. But we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls.
Yeah. the traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. Other groundbreaking ideas from that time, the whalebone corset, the pedal-operated submarine, and the two-story outhouse. We've come a long way since then. It's time our light bulbs did the same. Visit energysavers.gov and learn about energy-saving light bulbs. See, these new bulbs are more efficient than the old ones, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. They last longer, too, like how we humans last longer now that doctors use antibiotics instead of leeches. And they cut down on our energy costs, because in our own groundbreaking age of aeroplanes and moving pictures, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
I'm not afraid to die.
Delightful block of music right here on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio, On the Town with Mikey D. We're just about in the final home stretch of the program, so let us tarry no further, but to keep going with some music. In that last block, Horse Mode with Spaghetti Lee, following that, Fairy Fingers with Ballerinas, into I Don't Want to Forget by Briny, and Busman's Holiday by Agitation Trips. As we keep things going, let's move things forward with a little bit of one of my favorites, Pilgrims of Yearning. Here's Lamar.
Thank you. There's miles and miles to go, my friend. I'm not going down that road again. There's someone for you and a life for me. There's someone for you and a life for me. I'm selling it off. Saying goodbye is so hard. I said I'll miss you underneath the girlfriend, I want you to be mine. And if somebody touches you, their bones I'll have to grind.
Another fine block of local goodies right here on the Town with Mikey D. In that last block, Lamar by Pilgrims of Yearning. Following that, Dave Crespo's After Party with Ode to Molly. Into Notice Me Senpai by Phantom Ocean. Another fine block of music, and we're just about reaching the end of the proceedings here tonight. Thank you very much for joining us once again. I am, of course, your hostess, Lils. And be sure to join us next week, every week for that matter, every Wednesday night from 9 to midnight. Local goodies on the Town with Mikey D. For now, though, we turn it back over to the robots. I myself will see you in about a month. I am your hostess, Lils, and with that I say good night and bye.